Good morning. It's 8:26 a.m. Sunday, September the 15th, 2019. Yeah, 15th stuck up on me. I forgot to get my email list served. I usually do it on the 14th and set it up to run at 2 a.m. on the 15th in the morning, Mountain Time. And as I was getting my journal ready to go, I realized today's the 15th. Today is the 15th, and I knew the 15th was coming because it's also tax day, although because it's Sunday, the feds don't collect taxes on the 15th. However, anyway, the book I promoted today was Christa D. Ball's Traitor, book one of the Collaborator series. It's a really good book. Over and above the fact that Christa D. Ball and I go way back in terms of online connection. I've never met her in person, but I've followed her for a very long time. I still recommend, for people who want to write fantasy, I still recommend What Kings Ate and Wizards Drank. It's a really good resource for how did people eat in feudal times. If you're cooking over a fire in a cottage, that's really the reference book you want to see. So yeah, it's really cool. It's a great book. I love it. But she also writes some really kick-ass science fiction. This is not the first of her science fiction. I can't remember what the first one was. A long time ago, anyway. And she's just started this new series. Books one and two are out, and she's working on book three, which is what reminded me to look it up, and I got it and just, like, squaffed it down in a matter of a few hours. One day, I just, like, I just ate it all in one sitting. It was quite a pig out, and it was delicious. And, Frederick. I forgot his last name again. Frederick found episode one of TMMW, dated March 25th, 2011. So, I'm sorry, Frederick, I have completely spaced you about your last name. Frederick Park. Thank you, Frederick Park. And yes, I was looking it up. It's like, finding this was like amazing. And I listened to it and it's horrible. Oh my God. I don't remember what I was recording on or how I was doing it or what the device was or anything. It's just, it was a follow-on from something that I had done years before. I was doing Thinking on My Morning Walk. And I would tweet. I think it originally started as Tweeting on My Morning Walk. Right? I would take pictures and tweet them. And then, I don't know who it was. I'm pretty sure it was Jamie. Who said, okay, you're only posting on your blog like once every 5 months. you need to let us know what's going on, or you need to reach out to us, you need to talk to us more. This is before I started a Facebook group, which has only been going like 2 years. So I'm collecting now for episode 2000. Today is 1890, something like that. So it's still 100 episodes away. But I'm glad I started soon. So in about 3 months, 4 months. What's 4 months from now? Or half past September, so half past October, November, December, January. Half past January. If I lose a few days to weather, it could be episode 2000 falls on March the 25th. I would like to have it not fall on March the 25th. I'd like to have it before then, because that means between now and then I would have lost, I don't know how many days, at least 30. And I can't afford to lose, physically, emotionally, mentally, I can't afford to lose 30 days. It's that easy. Granted, I will probably do the walk on the treadmill if I can't get outside. The treadmill walking with Prime Video it's doable. It's actually not as much fun as coming out and walking and talking to you guys, but it at least is 2 miles and 200 plus calories for a little more than 34 minutes. So it's definitely plan B. Let's put it that way. It's not the preferred mode, but it is plan B. And I'm still living by the mantra, the first mile is the hardest, which is what actually got me out and moving this morning. I got up at, what time did I get up? Just before 6 o'clock, it's like 5:45, something like that. And I had some coffee, not much, a little bit. Half a cup. I'm going to go home and get a fresh cup. I had some toast, peanut butter. The comfort value. You know, scooping a tablespoon of peanut butter out of the jars is good for a quick fix. High protein, low fat. What fat is in it is not bad fat. It's pretty tasty. But the warm toast, soft peanut butter. Yeah, I'm a peanut butter toast guy. I have to make yogurt today. Jeez, I have to remember. When my wife gets up, I have to remember to make yogurt. I'm almost out of yogurt. I got enough. I think I've got enough to start the next batch, but I like my skier, what can I say? I'm almost ready to make this turn to the east. It's a beautiful morning out here. I came out with a jacket and then had to wait for the walking meditation to finish downloading. It's not supposed to download at all because I actually downloaded it all and stored it on the computer, on the phone, but it still wants to try to download, which I don't understand. So I came out with a jacket and realized that 58 degrees was too close to 60, and with the sun up, I didn't really need the extra coat, so I took it back and hung it on the fence post.
Good morning.
Good has nice hair. She's, it's not the usual pedal pusher lady, capri lady. She's one I only see rarely. The long silver colored hair, big ponytail. Get ready to sit with me. Won't post. I got some dogs I need to navigate here.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. A little big excitement. People to sniff. So, shoot, what was I talking about? One of the guys that I was talking to at Colorado Gold was acquisitions editor for HarperCollins, science fiction fantasy. And he reached out to me and asked me if I would do an ARC, an advanced reader copy of an upcoming book, and I did. I agreed to it, and he sent me an EPUB, which I converted to Mobi and loaded on my phone. It wasn't a bad book. This is going to sound really snotty, but I don't think it was quite up to indie standards in terms of the quality of the story. The story was a bit... a bit fragmented. The A story was there, but the B story, there were like two or three B stories that were running all simultaneously. That made the story itself seem kind of fragmented. And I agree to it because it was Coast Guard in space. Near Earth Orbital Guard, NEO. NEO Guard. And I wanted to see if the author could do it, and they did. I looked up their pronouns. The pronouns are they and them. And they did. They did a pretty good job. Clearly not somebody who's actually been on a ship. None of the nomenclature that they used was shipboard nomenclature. The living arrangements were not exactly what you would call I don't know what you want to call them, authentic. But okay, I can overlook that. That was a good story. The Coast Guard aspects of it were really downplayed. The big impetus was the internecine rivalry around the various branches of the space services and the annual games and how important it was for them to win the games and everything that they did that was threatening their ability to win the games. So from that aspect of it, it was really a story about, it was much less about the Coast Guard as it was about the games. And I thought it suffered a little bit from that. It was still a pretty good book. Still pretty good. I had a couple of issues with... I don't know how to phrase this. The number of genders exhibited without actually having any significance to the plot or the main characters. I felt like I had won quilt bag bingo by the time I get to the end of it, because I think there was one of every possible combination, permutation of gender and expressed sexuality going. I don't think that they missed one. And it seemed really contrived. It seemed like, okay, I got, you know, the main character she has wives. And children, and, you know, it's all cool. Very well drawn main character. And then every other character in the crew was either a different gender or a different sexuality, different preference. And I'm like, okay, you got 8 people and 8 genders. All right. That doesn't feel artificial at all. Maybe that was the point. Maybe it actually did feel really artificial. And maybe that was the point that they were making, was that you don't know if you don't ask, and if you don't, I don't know. I don't even know what the point was. It's still a good story. No, I'm not going to tell you what it is. It's a TradPub book. I only read it because it isn't published yet, so technically I'm not reading a TradPub book. I'm reading a book that's about to be TradPubbed. I'm still smarting over being stung by Kim Harrison's book, Dead Witch Watching, last month. It was, yes, HarperCollins, probably David Palmerico was the one who did it too. And I felt really like I got to the, I read the book, I really liked the book, I was getting ready to download book two, and then somebody said, "You realize that's a TradPub book?" Nope, I did not. I did not. It just skipped right by me. So, yeah. They got some of my money. You want to buy a book? You want to buy a good book? Go buy Crystal Balls Trader. At least go get a sample. See what you think. It's the book I recommended in this month's newsletter. And I think I put a link to it a couple of days ago on TLMW. Krista D. Ball, Trader, Collaborators Book 1. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. And oddly it is, Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. What a beautiful morning. I'm glad I didn't wear the extra coat, but what a beautiful morning. I'm glad I got my butt out of the chair and got out walking. I'm always glad when I'm always happy to have finished the walk. That first mile though, geez, sometimes it's hard to get that first mile started. And of course, once you start, it's like, okay, well, I changed my clothes, I put on my boots, or whatever it is that you have to do to prepare for it. I've gone through that ritual. I may as well just finish. And here I am. Come on up on the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.